Greetings. What a great day today to worship with all of you. I'm excited about the message for this Sunday. Last week, we talked about the importance of the family. We talked about the importance of knowing God's design. Today, I want to share with you the 8 principles of how to positively influence your family, your loved ones, and your friends. Before we continue, let me share with you a quotation. It says, "No success in public life can compensate for failure in the home." This is so true. When I learned this years ago, the Lord impressed upon my heart, you got to focus on the family. Make sure your family is healthy. And I realized if the family is not healthy, it will impact society, it will impact the church, it will impact the world. Last week, my water heater broke down, and I was looking for the manual. Why? I don't want to lose the warranty. I want to make sure it's properly fixed. Now, I want you to imagine now, something more expensive than a water heater. Example, a Rolls Royce. And something is wrong. What will you do? You want to make sure that the warranty, you will consult the manufacturer's manual. Why? Because it is something expensive, something precious to you. Can I tell you something? Your family is more expensive than a Rolls Royce. If something goes wrong with your marriage, if something goes wrong with your family, what will you do? Who will you consult with? Many times, we forget that God gave us the manufacturer's manual, the Bible. That is why the Lord burdened us. My wife and I decided to write a book called Motivate to help many of us learn to navigate through how to have a healthy family based on God's design. The uniqueness of this book and the principles you are about to hear is, number one, it's based on the Bible. Secondly, it has been proven and tested. My wife and I waited for 40 years before we decided to write down these principles. We wanted to make sure the impact on our family, the impact on other people. The principles you will learn has been practiced not just by our family, by many of our members, not just in the Philippines, worldwide. And they've seen amazing results. Another unique thing about the book is my children co-authored. They shared principles they've learned. Not only that, my grandchildren also contributed to this book. And lastly, in humility, I want you to know our family is a happy family. It's all because of the grace of God. This same experience can be yours if you are willing to humble yourself and be willing to learn from God's manual. He invented marriage. He invented the family. God knows how to help us. The purpose of sharing these principles with you is to help you, not just disciple your family. It is to help all of us become a positive influence and an effective influence for family members. Because all of us are members of a family. You don't have to be a father. You don't have to be a mother to have influence. Because you are part of a family, do not underestimate the power of your life, of your influence. And these are the same principles you can use for your friends. for your brothers, sisters, for your office mates. So these are universal principles. 8 of them. I'm sure you can have more. But for this series, I'm going to start with the 8 biblical principles. In case some of you may not know our family, well, by the grace of God, here are some pictures of our family. You will notice 5 wonderful children. Here's a picture of my children and their husbands and wives. 5 wonderful in-laws. Here is a picture of my first son, Peter Jr., and his wife, Jennifer, and their wonderful children. Here's a picture of Joy and her wonderful husband, Edric, and their amazing 6 children. And here is a picture of Paul and his amazing wife, Jenny, and their 4 wonderful children. Here's a picture of Candy and her wonderful husband, Jeff, and their wonderful children. And the last one is a picture of Carolyn and her wonderful husband, Joel, and their 3 wonderful children, and 1 on the way. The 8 secrets of influencing the heart of your children, of your loved ones, notice, for lasting impact. What are the 8? The 8 secrets are under the acronym MOTIVATE. Because the truth is, you want to motivate people from the heart. It's all about influencing the heart. So M, modeling. O, open communication. T, time. I, intimacy. V, vision. A, affirmation. T, training. And lastly, and trust. Today we will start with number 1, modeling. What do we mean by modeling? The principle of modeling is simply this. Children copy us, positively or negatively. This is based on the Bible, the principles of copying. The Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, "Be imitators of me, just as I also am of Christ." Do you see the modeling? Because the best way to learn is through observation. It's copying. Whether you like it or not, our children will copy us. Whether you like it or not, people copy us. Whether you're aware of it or not, they will copy. Whether you tell them or not, they will copy. You see, discipleship is all about modeling. Discipleship simply means a disciple will copy the discipler. And as you learn, you will notice the principle of modeling is found in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, it is not just one of the best chapters when it comes to family, when it comes to parenting. It is also one of the best chapters in discipleship because the principles are mentioned there. Why do you want to be a good model? You want to impact the heart. Modeling is all about how do I influence the heart of my disciple, of my children. So it begins with the heart. It is the most effective way of influencing the heart of people. Modeling focuses on values. Modeling is not about perfection, but authenticity. You have to be intentional. So the best chapter on modeling is Deuteronomy 6. What can we learn? Let's begin reading. Deuteronomy 6. "Now this is the commandment which the Lord your God has commanded me to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you are going over to possess it." Notice, This is the commandment. Now, what enters your mind when you think of commandments? When you think of rules, do you react? Are you negative about it? You see, the heart is very important. The attitude about God's word, God's commandment is vital. Notice the next verse. So that you and your son and your grandson might fear the Lord your God to keep all of his statutes and his commandments which I commanded you all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. The intention of giving these commandments is for their well-being. The Bible says, so that your days may be prolonged. The next verse tells us the purpose of the commandment. O Israel, you should listen and be careful to do it, so that, notice, so that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, just as the Lord, the God, has promised you in a land flowing with milk and honey. Why? God's manual is God's best for us. He tells you not just how to make a living, but how to live life. It is important that we touch the heart of our children, of our disciples, especially when it comes to connecting them to God. You see, the purpose of modeling is to impact the heart. But you must know God's design, God's ways, which is to let us know rules, commandments, is so crucial. It is not to restrict us, but to protect us. It is not to control us, but to liberate us, to enhance our joy, our enjoyment. My best example is any kind of sports, you need rules. Example is basketball. What is the rule when it comes to basketball? Why do you need rules when you play basketball? To enjoy the game, you got to follow the rules. Example, you cannot grab somebody. You cannot kick the ball. You need to learn how to dribble. And you cannot hold the ball for so long. You have a 24-second shot clock. You are told you cannot do flagrant foul. When you do flagrant foul to hurt somebody, you are ejected from a basketball court. Remember, rules are for our pleasure, for our protection. The same thing with life. Marriage, family, relationships. Failure to follow and understand the heart of God, you will not want to obey rules. Notice the next verse. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Notice now, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. These words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. When you model something, God wants you to know, begin with the heart. And what is the most important thing about the heart? Love. What is the principle of loving God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might? Will you marry somebody if that person were to tell you, I love you, but only 90%? Example, your girlfriend will tell you, well, you know, I have this old boyfriend. And he has been my boyfriend for the longest time, until you came along. I really love you. But is it okay with you? Once a month, allow me to have breakfast. No touching, no kissing, no sex. Will you agree? Why not? Such is the nature of love. Exclusivity, 100%. Why? Because God made us. He knows the meaning of love. When you love somebody, you love 100%. what makes you and I think it's okay to love God 99% or 90%? When you yourself will not even accept somebody who is loving you 99%. You see, when you love God 100%, your capacity to love your husband, your wife, will even grow. When you love God with all your heart, you are able to love others better. Such is the nature of love. But God knows. That's why He asks us, love me with all your heart. That is the beginning of discipleship. You want to help your children, you want to help your loved ones, come not only to know Jesus, but to love Him 100%. Imagine a person loving God. Imagine your children loving God with all their heart. Obedience will no longer be a problem. I praise God. When my children were younger, they learned about the Lord. They learned to love the Lord. And because they love the Lord, obeying the Lord becomes easier. And because they obey the Lord, they have no problem obeying me, obeying us. Because they love the Lord, they did very well in school. They excel in their education because they are doing it for the Lord. Because they love the Lord, they avoid premarital sex. They avoid addiction to drugs or something that will bring dishonor to the Lord. It's all about love. And when a husband loves the Lord, he'll be faithful to his wife. When the wife will love the Lord, she will respect and honor her husband. Modeling is really influencing the heart to love God. You see, the heart is the root. Behavior is the fruit. Lasting change will take place when the heart is affected. But here's reality. How can we love God if we don't know Him? How can our children love God if they don't know Him? That's why it is important that this whole series, the 8 secrets, the 8 principles, is all about influencing the heart to learn to love God and to love others. So how do we impact the heart of our children? How do we impact the heart of our brothers, sisters, our loved ones? The Bible tells us, you shall teach them diligently, your sons, you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Why? It is really the best way to teach is to remind them. It's called modeling. It's constant reminder. Notice, you shall teach them diligently. Grammatically, it simply means you make sure they learn. It is very intentional. When you shall talk of them, the word talk of them is really informal. So you are to be intentional and you are also to be informal. Why? It's a way of life. You will notice every position in the house is mentioned. When you sit in your house, when you walk, when you lie down, when you rise up. The Jews, they took this literally. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand and as a frontals on your head. You'll notice the pictures. They took this literally. Even the sign on the doorpost, you shall write them on the doorpost of your house. Well, the intent of God is really, let this be a reminder. It's a constant reminder of treasuring the Word of God, my teachings. And the foundation is love. Jesus knew this principle. He knew modeling is the most effective way of teaching. That's why Jesus said, I gave you an example so that you also should do as I did to you. Jesus was purposeful. Jesus was intentional. And Jesus said, I gave you an example. He taught by example that you should do as I did to you. As Albert Einstein once said, setting an example is not the main means of influencing others. It is the only means. Do you realize our children are so precious? When they are still young, they are easily impressionable, and they really copy us. Parents, fathers, mothers, our children copy us. The same thing with young disciples. When you help somebody grow, that person looks up to you in the Lord. When you help somebody come to know Jesus and you disciple them, they look up to you. So be careful. Who you are, what you do, is far more effective than what you say. Values are caught, they are not taught. As the saying goes, your action speaks so loudly that the world cannot hear what you are saying. You should be intentional when it comes to modeling. Model values. Because the best way to teach values is not always lecture. It's you model it. I remember years ago when I asked my son, what do you like to be when you grow up? My son said, Daddy, I want to be like you. And I was so excited. And I said, what do you mean? He said, I like to make lots of money, like you. You know, when I heard that, I was saddened, but I did not show him. And the Lord impressed upon my heart, what kind of modeling are you doing? So from that day onward, I intentionally, purposefully model the importance of loving God, the importance of serving God. Would you believe it? A few years later, before the same son graduated from high school, it was his last year, I asked him, what would you like to be someday when you grow up? And he said, to be like you, Dad. And I said, what do you mean? And this is what he said, Dad, I like to be like you. I like to be a self-supporting pastor. I like to be a self-supporting Bible teacher. You know, when I heard that, I smiled in my heart. Because I praise God that my son caught the right model. You see, it's never too late to change. I knew something was wrong when he gave me that answer. But I did not scold him. I asked myself, what am I doing? Can I ask you a question? When your children look at you, do they see that you love the Lord? Can they see our love for God? How do you model it? And I pray that you'll be intentional. For example, when it's time for worship, are you excited? Do you tell your entire family, it's time to worship our Lord together? On top of your private worship, which I hope they will see from time to time, your Bible reading, your prayer, make it intentional. Make it something you look forward to, worshiping God, serving God, teaching the Bible. Many years ago, I brought my whole family to the States. They were still young. And my children loved to eat. We were in this restaurant. And after a wonderful dinner, I was driving, and I gave the bill to my wife. And my wife said, honey, they undercharge us. Now, let me ask you a question. If your wife tells you they undercharge us, as leaders, what will you say? Will you say, hallelujah, praise God, I'm saving money? Or will you do something else? Well, my wife and I, without any discussion, without any hesitation, I drove back to the restaurant. And when I got out of the car to pay the balance, guess what happened? One of my children followed me. The girl in the restaurant said, sir, why are you doing this? This has never been done before. And I simply said, we are followers of Jesus. It's a simple act of paying something properly. It's a simple act of honesty. But can I tell you something? I believe That simple example of integrity has impacted all of my 5 children. If you are their business partners, they will never cheat you. They will not lie to you. You know why? Because my children learned that there are many things more important than money, such as character, integrity, living to please God. Being a role model is not only the most powerful form of education, it is the greatest privilege you can have for your children and for your loved ones. Parents, you are heroes. Your children look up to you. Please be careful, because if you are not careful, you will erode their respect. And that's why the next principle is so crucial. Modeling is not about perfection. It's about authenticity. You see, modeling is being true. It's being authentic. It's not perfection. None of us can be perfect, but we need to be authentic. Why? Children have an amazing ability. They have this keen sense of detecting hypocrisy because they see you 24/7. What you are outside, what you say outside, what you do with your friends, and what you do inside the house, I pray will be consistent, because nothing will turn off young people, especially teenagers, young adults, than hypocrisy. I believe one of the reasons, based on surveys, why 90% of young people do not go back to their faith is because of the hypocrisy of adults. And my prayer is we will learn to be authentic. What do I mean by being authentic? To be authentic simply means when you make a mistake, you humbly admit it, and then you ask for forgiveness. You don't try to rationalize. You don't give excuses. You don't blame others. You admit it. That's the meaning of authenticity. I remember one time when I talked to one of my children. In fact, it was my daughter. I apologized to her. I said, "I'm sorry." I don't even recall what it was all about. But I remember what my daughter said, "Dad, I know what you did. I was just thinking, what will you say? What will you do? I'm so glad I admitted my mistake. And I praise God. He gave me the grace to be humble." Why? Authenticity is very important. Not perfection. We cannot be perfect parents. Children are not noted for listening. They are noted for copying. They will copy us. And I praise God. Today in our family and in my children's family, admitting your mistake is not something we avoid. Asking for forgiveness is part of our family culture. We accept each other. We admit our mistakes. Why? Because the reality is this. Modeling is not about perfection. It's being authentic. It's being true. Modeling is about being intentional. You must pray and ask yourself, what should I model to my children? God will give you wisdom. We try to analyze our 5 children. We see their strengths, their weaknesses. I remember observing one of the weaknesses of one of my daughters. Every time we play basketball and she loses, she will cry. And I told myself, this cannot continue. One day, I decided that when we play together again, I will purposely lose. I will allow her to beat us. And then I will purposely say, "Wow, you beat us. But praise God, it's only a game." I taught her how to lose with dignity, without crying. Praise God. Today, if you look at my children, they are competitive, but they are good losers and good winners. You see, modeling is about being intentional. May I suggest you model character. And how do you do it? The best thing a father can do is to be a good husband to the mother of the children. The best thing a mother can do is to model being a good wife to the father of their children. In other words, be a good role model in being a husband and a wife. That is foundational. Let me explain how a husband will treat the wife, how the wife will respond to the husband, is the foundation of what the children will learn when it comes to social relationship, when it comes to values. For example, I look at my children. I praise God. Today, when I visit their homes, they don't really shout at each other. They don't really fight. Can I tell you why? By the grace of God, my wife does not shout. By the grace of God, I don't shout. We don't shout at each other. And now, 5 of my children, if you look at their families, they don't shout. Why? It's called modeling. Modeling is so crucial, especially when it comes to respect. I notice, because my wife made it a point to honor and respect my authority, and I made it a point to show to my children the importance of submission to authority. What do I mean? There was a day when my daughter came complaining about the school uniform. You must understand, we homeschooled our children until some of them went to high school. When they went to high school, they went to a school. And my daughter was complaining about the school uniform. And I told myself, I will use it as an opportunity to model submission to authority, that I myself will submit to the authority of the school. You know what I told my daughter? I said, honey, you may not agree. I may not agree with a dress code. Like, you need to have shoulder covering. Your clothes cannot be above the knee. All of those old-fashioned rules. You know what I told my daughter? Let's honor the school. They must have good reasons. You see, by doing that, all my children grew up honoring and submitting to authorities. It is foundational. If people don't see that at home, they will not learn to honor and respect authorities. But throughout our lives, we must learn to submit to authorities, because that is God's instructions. When we learn to submit to parental authority, our children will learn to submit to the authority of the teachers, to the authority of society. When they work, they'll honor their bosses. But where will they learn this? From watching fathers and watching mothers. So be careful. Honor, respect, submit as a model. Let me share with you from the Bible the impact of family relationships, why it is the laboratory of human relationships, how we learn to treat one another, older people, younger people. And this is found in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Do not sharply rebuke an older man, but rather appeal to him as a father, to the younger men as brothers, the older women as mothers, and the younger women as sisters. What do you notice? All the members of the family are mentioned here. Appeal to him as a father. Older men, treat them like your father. Younger men, treat them like your brothers. Older women, treat them as mothers. Younger women, sisters. Where do we learn how to interact with each other? In the family. That's why family is so important. Example of husbands, example of wives, example of fathers, example of mothers, examples of children. We can all impact one another. And this is where they learn the importance of gender. How did my son learn to be a man? By watching me. I was intentional in showing my children what it means to be a man. My daughters are very feminine. Where did they learn this? By watching my wife. You see, modeling is foundational. Singles, I want you to notice something. You may not be parents, but you're still part of a family. You can certainly influence your parents. You can influence your brothers, sisters. I remember when I was younger, I would spend my time in church activities without realizing my father was hurt. Because my father used to spend time with us on weekends. And then I began to be so busy with activities that I neglected my own father. It was when I became older, I realized I need to develop relationship with my father. And that is the time when I began, surely but slowly, develop better relationship because I intentionally wanted to spend time with my dad. I know of singles who will purposely be kind to their parents, to each other, because singles have been blessed, and I've noticed many CCF singles, they use their extra money, their resources to bless their families, to bless their parents. You see, singles, parents, when you model stewardship, when you model the use of money, people are watching us. My children learned that God owns everything. My children learned that just because we can afford it does not mean we need to spend it. My children learned that tithing, giving God the first fruit, is not yet giving because it belongs to Him. Giving many times is over and above 10%. And by the grace of God, all my children have experienced the reality that we can never outgive God. So there are many ways to model and impact family members by what you do, by what you don't do. May I suggest model kindness, model spending time with family members. Model what it means to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Because the truth is this, there will be stress, there will be disappointments. So how do you deal with stress? How do you deal with disappointments? If you're always nervous, your children will probably be nervous. If you always react in anger, in all probability, your children will develop the habit of getting angry or shouting. So learn to be controlled by the Spirit, especially when you are disappointed, under stress. Learn to surrender to the Holy Spirit. We call this the principle. Remember, P-R-A-Y, you pray. When under stress, you pause. You ask God, Lord, how should I respond? R, resist the first impulse. To shout, to answer back, to be angry, resist it. A, you ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom. You ask the Holy Spirit to control you. And why? You yield to the Holy Spirit's control. One time we were having dinner and my wife did something that was not really right. I felt that I needed to react. But by the grace of God, I followed the principle. Resist the first impulse. Ask the Holy Spirit to control you. As we went walking, I realized my daughter talked to my wife privately, and she told my wife what she did was not right. And by the grace of God, as we were walking, my wife approached me, and my wife apologized. And I told my wife, you noticed what you did? And my wife said, yes, our daughter corrected me. My wife asked me to forgive her. That's the beauty of learning to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. Because we are not perfect, we are going to make mistakes. But be willing to listen to the Holy Spirit and humble yourselves and ask for forgiveness. Many times, I have to publicly apologize to my children, to my wife. Why? That's the meaning of authenticity. model what you like your children to become. I've asked my daughter, Joy, and her husband, Edric, to share with all of us the principle of modeling, what they learned.
Hi, everybody. So we want to just share from our hearts how modeling has impacted us, as this is the theme for today. It's so important that when we model, we are able to impact people more by what we do more than what we say. My father, I call him Papa, right? He basically taught me one thing that I will remember from many things. The area that I saw that was in being a gentleman. And I saw this more than I heard him say it to me, right? Of course, he would tell this to me, but I would see it, for example, in things like how he would treat my sisters, how he would treat my mom like a lady. He would romance my mom and do surprise birthday bashes just to show again that this is what a gentleman does. And he would tell me, son, to be a gentleman, you must be a man first. And he would give me experiences like that. And all of those experiences, you know, when I was in the moment, I didn't appreciate honestly as much as when I am, now that I am a man myself with my own family as a husband and a father. So it was so important that I saw these things, and it has impacted me in great ways. Now, Joy's dad, who I call dad, my father-in-law, has impacted my life in great ways as well. And what I wanted to share from his modeling is a principle I've coined, the one man principle. What does that mean? You see, I've been privileged to see my dad in various roles as a father, as a angkong, as a husband, but also as a businessman and a pastor. And I've noticed that, you know, by God's grace, he is the same man across all of those different roles. He was consistent. And when I say consistent, you know, we can be consistently angry, consistently down and discouraging. But for him, for the most part, I saw what is in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, which says, be imitators of me as I imitate Christ, or copy me as I copy Christ. And I saw that in these areas that my dad-in-law was, for the most part, not a perfect person, but for the most part, I saw him consistently being Christ-like. For example, there was a family gathering where we would play basketball. I had done some particular move that hit my dad's finger and it dislocated it. This was like early on in my marriage. So I was like, oh no, right? Patay, I'm in trouble. But he did not react. He's like, ah, for a bit. And then he took a sub and he sat down. I said, Dad, I'm so sorry. He's like, it's okay, son. It's okay. And when he said that, I looked at him and I'm like, that's it? He's not going to get angry. He's not going to flip out. Wow. So that is an example for me of how he's very even keeled, very consistent. And that has impacted me to make sure that in my own areas, I am to be one man. And that one man is, to the best of my ability, Christ-like.
That's really what impacted me with my parents as well, is that they were the best versions of themselves at home with us.
Yes.
And, you know, I would see them up on the pulpit, especially my father. And when he would preach, I really believed in what he said, not just because it was from the Word of God, but because I saw that he lived the things that he talked about at home consistently. So that really blessed me. And I also have my own story. We were going to St. Luke's QC because my friend had asked for her father to be prayed over because he was very sick. So I convinced my dad, he was very busy, it was rush hour. I convinced him to go all the way to St. Luke's QC. And when we got there, it was the wrong hospital.
And I wanted
I was so embarrassed. And I felt so a little bit nervous because I knew Dad was so busy. But you know, he didn't react at all. He was so calm about it. And he said, it's okay. And he still went with me to St. Luke's BGC to pray with my friend's dad and share the gospel. You know, moments like that really impacted me. And this, I would say the same about my mom. She was just a consistently joyful person.
Joyful. Mom even said, that's great. We have more time with each other. Right?
That's right.
She said that during that.
That's right. My mom did say, we have more time with each other. So that's the kind of person she was, right? She would respond positively to circumstances, even difficult situations. And so growing up, even though we were also homeschooled for a bit, I don't ever remember her yelling at us, getting really irritated with us. And, you know, there have been times that I've struggled with that with my own children. And I remember my mom's example because I want my children to remember the same thing about me, that I choose to be a happy person, not because of me, but because of the Lord. And because by God's grace, I saw that in my mom. And the other thing that they role modeled to me was also frugality, you know, being very wise with their spending. I just saw in my parents that they chose to be simple. Even though they were business people, they chose to not, you know, spend a lot of money buying luxury goods or branded things. So growing up, I also learned to be like my mom. We go to the Changi, we have fun going.
Celebrate making, you good know. Finds.
Yeah.
Up to now, she would say that, guess cheaper, how much I bought this.
The cheaper, the more exciting, right. You know, that kind of thing. I also remember that my mom role modeled to me what it really means to be a submissive wife, a wife who honors her husband. And so I also remember that when I'm relating to Edric and I'm struggling, right? So the other day I was preparing a tray of his snacks for him because he likes mid-morning and mid-afternoon snacks. And I was preparing the snack tray. And then my daughter, my 10-year-old daughter, saw me doing it because she sees me do this every day. And she said, Mom, can I also prepare a snack tray for my brother, Elijah? And so I'm like, sure. And so she was copying what I was doing. And then afterwards, when she was about to give it to him, she said, you know, Mom, someday I want to do this for my husband also. So I was really blessed that she saw that in me. And I think it's so important that we as parents really need to model the right roles to our children. I remember some weeks ago during the quarantine, we were exercising as a family, and I didn't like the exercises that Edric was making us do. So I was challenging him. I was saying, you know, I'm not going to do it that way. I'm going to do my own thing.
Not
and my
smiling.
Children, what you do? My children were watching. And so during the breakfast table afterwards, my oldest son said, you know, Mom, when you are contradictory towards Dad, when you challenge him in front of us, honestly, Mom, it makes me feel like I can do the same thing. So I really was convicted by that because the truth is our kids are always watching us. And so the good things, the bad things, they will copy. So I really had to apologize and ask for his forgiveness. And I think Edric's going to close with that, the importance of, you know, modeling authenticity and humility to our children.
Yeah, so the power in modeling is not just that it is something that we do more than what we say, but also when we mess up, we need to fess up. Right? We like to say, when we mess up, we fess up, meaning we humble ourselves to ask for forgiveness because we know that we want to model Christ's likeness. And because we are imperfect, when we do mess up, we need to find a way to remedy that so that our children do not think we are hypocrites and instead they think we are authentic. And obviously, as we ask for forgiveness and desire to change, we need to show that we actually do the change. These are the things we thought we'd want to share with you guys. There will be a lot more of these conversations, obviously, through this series on Motivate, but for now, on modeling, this was something we wanted to share from our hearts.
You will notice how powerful modeling is. Even my grandchildren copied the behavior of their parents. And you will notice how my children were observing my behavior and my wife's behavior. What else do you notice? They learn more by watching, by observing. Many times, parents, we are careless with our modeling. We fail to realize modeling is the most effective, powerful means of teaching. You will discover something. The Christian life is not hard. It is supernatural. It is impossible to live the Christian life in our own strength, in our own power. We need the life of Christ, the Holy Spirit, in us so that you and I will have the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Remember Galatians chapter 5. What does it say? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience. A Christ-centered life, a Christ-centered family, a Christ-centered modeling is allowing the Lord Jesus, the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, to take over and control us. Is your family predictably joyful? Remember, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Is the environment loving? Let me close with this amazing quotation from my wife, Diana. You must be what you want your children to be, because they'll become what you are. The same thing with your disciples. If you want your disciples to love the Lord, if you want them to serve God, if you want them to share the gospel, ask yourself, am I modeling loving God? Am I modeling sharing the gospel. No shortcuts. It's God's design. Modeling. Children are great imitators. Give them something great to imitate. And the greatest, let's imitate Jesus. His love, His character, His humility. Jesus said, I gave you an example that you also should do as I did to you. If you look at the life of Jesus, He was the perfect model of love. What did He do? He gave His life for you and for me. He lived an amazing life for the sake of others. But the truth is this, how can you and I follow Jesus if we don't have Jesus in our heart? Do you have Jesus in your life? Do you have a love relationship with Jesus? If you don't have it, it's never too late. I want to pray for you that you will come to know Jesus and you will allow Jesus to empower you and you will allow Jesus to be your Lord and your Savior. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I pray that I will learn to know more about you, to learn that you are my Savior, that you gave your life, not just to pay for my sins, you gave your life as an example for me to copy. So today, Jesus, I want to begin my journey by humbling myself. I invite you, Lord, as my Savior and my Master. I ask you to forgive all of my sins. I accept your forgiveness. I also ask you, Jesus, to be the master of my life. Give me the strength to follow you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let me pray for all of us who are listening. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will empower us by your Spirit so that we can live the Christian life that's going to be pleasing to you and that we will be a good model to live a life that's honoring and inspiring to others. Amen. If this has been a blessing for you, kindly click on the space provided below. We love to discuss with you. If it's your first time, you want to join our online welcome center, we invite you. Click on the link also. And I suggest you share this video with your friends, especially if you find this useful. For more information about Motivate, visit our online resource center. After this, we will have discussion questions. And before discussion questions, we will have our usual fast track. Hope you'll enjoy it. Here are some discussion questions. What character traits and values do you want your family members or disciples to have? Think about it. My wife and I are specific. We analyze each child. And we are intentional in trying to model what that particular child will need. How will you model those characteristics and values to them? Think about it. Discuss with each other. Are you the same person inside and outside your home? What will you stop doing? And what will you start doing to model the right values to your family members or disciples or friends or loved ones? I hope and pray you will have a wonderful time and a productive time discussing the questions together.
Thanks for watching. We would like to invite you to be a Christ-committed follower by being part of the movement as we honor God and obey His great commission. To find out if there's a CCF satellite near you, log on to www.ccf.org.ph/satellites. We also want to encourage you to join a small discipleship group.
where you can deepen your knowledge and love for Jesus and others. To sign up, log on to www.ccf.org.ph/discipleshipgroup. All of CCF's video resources are available free of charge and are constantly being improved by our team. Would you consider supporting CCF through prayer and giving so more people can be blessed? You can give securely through our website at www.ccf.org.ph/give. For more videos like this, please subscribe to our channel. Thanks, and God bless.